Miss Francis, Carmelina Vashekta doesn't mean that an ignorant Jew cannot see on the contrary as the biggest mitzvah to teach Torah to everybody. Thou shalt teach to your sons, who are the sons, the disciples, the students, because a disciple is called his son, because the Rebbe is obligated to love and to be devoted to a student the way he is devoted to his son. But to put an ignorant Talmud and tell him to ask all kinds of naive questions, so you distract everybody. So it will operate in the inverse. That is not allowed. When I may die on Shidel Khadir Shulgaz, Kekenei Shidel Khadir Shulgaz, when I shall install with me some limit of Shatir. If he die knows that a certain person is a gospel, a certain witness is a rosh, he has no credibility. Let's say he's a thief, he's a robber, he's a violent person, he's people, so he has no credibility. He cannot, his testimony is not invisible. So, but the guy knows that this time the witness who is a thief happens to tell the truth. He's not allowed to accept the testimony. When I may die on Shiyabitinishinogun. If he dies, the judge feels he doesn't know. He has no evidence, but he has an appraisal in his mind that this person, he contradicts himself so many times. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe he means well, but he's all confused. Sometimes a witness might be an honest person and still tell a story that is completely baseless. I remember when I was a young boy, 10 years old, and my father was sick. He had a lot of fluid in his lungs. And at first the doctor said that he should have an operation. But then the night before he was supposed to be taken to the hospital, I had a cousin in Warsaw. His name was Dr. Aaron Slavich, the same name as I. He was not named after the same person. I was named after my maternal great ancestor, a great grandfather. The father of my grandfather, Rabbi Lefkovina, and he was named after somebody else. But the same night, my father of singular memory woke up and he started coughing, without this time. My mother became so frightened. My father couldn't breathe. So my mother called her, but she couldn't go up. In those days, we had no telephone. So he went to Dr. Soloveitchik's office and called him. Dr. Soloveitchik rushed. He didn't have a car, but he had a horse in the back. And he came in half an hour. And he examined Mahara's heart. And he said, a miracle happened to you. Reb Moshe, all the fluid was evacuated. You don't have to go past. So he stayed in Warsaw for 3 months. Then Dr. Slavojcik of Sainted Memory was also a martyr. The Nazi had his own hospital. And he had a name as the biggest surgeon, not only in Warsaw, in all of Europe, United States, I don't know. That was in 1928. And many doctors said that in Vienna, which was known as the place of Douglas, the big surgeons, they, whenever they had an emergency operation, in those days, what was an emergency operation? They didn't operate upon somebody with cancer, but they operated somebody with an ulcer in the stomach. So whenever they had a patient in Vienna for an operation on a patient who had an ulcer, a bleeding ulcer, they got in touch with Dr. Sula, Amos Lavin, and he came. So one doctor said, Dr. Pupko, that was a lung specialist, that even the United States, they don't have such experts. So for 3 months, my father stayed at home. After that, Dr. Slavajic advised him to go to Trotsk. But Trotsk was a suburb, of Warsaw, a summer resort. And there he stayed in a certain village. And my mother had to take care of all the children. I was the youngest, but yeah, I had two sisters. And she had to take care of a brother of hers, Yitzchok, who had cancer. And he stayed in our house. So my mother asked me, Saddam, you stay with your father. So I stayed with my father. Of course, I wasn't able to learn. I had to attend to my father. And so one time I had to get from my father soda water, seltzer water, and grape juice. So I had to go at night for speed dial. They didn't have any street lights. And then all of a sudden a dog starts to bark. I became so frightened. I was a young boy. And my fear of a dog, even a barking dog, is hereditary. My father was afraid of a dog. My mother was afraid of a dog. My paternal grandfather, grandmother was afraid of a dog. Everybody, 7 generations. So I started to run. I didn't know how to come. The more I run, the more the dog who is barking chases after me. And I didn't know that one of the signs of a mad dog is he doesn't bark. If he barks, it's the best sign. It's not mad. It's not mad. There's no rabies. So he started to run after me. Then I fell down. So it appeared to me if a certain person with a gun in his hand was trying to shoot me. And I wasn't paranoid in any way. Maybe now I'm paranoid. But not in those days. So it appeared somebody who was trying to shoot me. I started to scream, Tate, Tate. It was about 500 feet. My daddy didn't appear. But one of the workers in the villa came and picked me up. I wasn't paranoid. So in other words, so that is... So I had a guess. And the moon is shining. I believe somebody tried to shoot. So that was the formula to say, Nayin Bidayon, Shidea Bidishimabuga. And the old noise reference to a guy on his own senses who is not frightened, who is relaxed. But sometimes, you know, he becomes confused by the contradictions of the litigant, that he imagines certain things. So he should not admit it to the evidence because keep away, far away from falsity. We not only die, she did have been so good. So, in the whole lady, I had Hanu, we could have told some lady. I'm not sure, but if I make a mistake, is the responsibility of the witnesses, not mine. Tamulim da shekadir. Minayli Talmud, Talmud Shiesh of Nerabi. A student was not ordained yet, sits before his Rebbe, before his master. Suppose there's a litigation between the one who's earning. He's very poor, and another litigant is very rich. The rich litigant presents a claim for $10,000 from the poor litigant, who is a pauper. That the Talmud is not allowed to feel inhibited and keep silent, but he has to say, never mind respect for the Rabbi. True, Meir Rab Chalke Meir Shamayim, the Talmud says, that the awe you should have for the master should be like the awe you have before Almighty God. So, but in this situation, ignore, forget about all. You have to say it. If an ignorant person knows that this an innocent person is being prosecuted, he has to say it. And even if the judge tells him, as the way it's done here, if you don't keep quiet, then I will render a verdict that you are guilty of contempt of court. So you should say it. So you'll be guilty. So what will happen? You'll be arrested. You know that there is this true story. Galilei lived in the 16th century, I think. The 16th century. So he said that it's not true what mankind has been teaching. That was the Aristotelian concept. Aristotle, the big philosopher in Greece, in Athens, the big astronomer, the big scientist in those days, he was a big scientist, said that the sun revolves around the earth. And he taught, and like Copernicus, that the earth revolves around the sun. And the church, who unfortunately was not versed in the true meaning of the verses in the Bible, says that that's heresy, because the Torah mentions in Yoshua, Shemesh be given the sun. Stop for a moment. Stop revolving. Be in a standstill for a moment. So the sun miraculously stopped. So that's heresy. But the truth is that it's wrong. It's the basic book in Kabbalah. Sefer, we have two basic books, Sefer Yetzirah and Zohar. The Zohar was written by Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Who was Rav Shimon ben Yochai? Rav Shimon ben Yochai was a Tani who spoke out against the Roman government. He's such a bastard. Azus Dikdusha. That's audacity of sanctity. So he spoke against the Roman government, against Transcripus of Russia, the wicked Transcripus, who promised to Rabbi Shuba Hananye that he'll rebuild the temple. And many Jews believed. Even Tanoi certainly believed. Emperor, how could an emperor not keep his words when everybody will know that he's a liar? But Rav Shimon ben Yochai said no. Rav Shimon ben Hananya said no. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai was a Talmid of Chablazer, and Rav Shimon ben Hananya said no. So the Roman spies heard it. and reported it to Thomas Lupisage, and he told me, so he was put in a cave. I hid before the Roman soldiers had an opportunity. He hid in a cave together with his son for 7 years. And there he wrote the Zohar. So Galilei preached that the earth revolves around the sun. Now, but the passage in Yeshua says Shem be given name. So the Radak, Rabbi David Kimch, one of the greatest commentators upon the Bible, who lived in the beginning of the 13th century, was born in 1204, the year when the Rambam Maimonides passed away. So he says there are two expressions in the Torah. One is Shemesh and one is Cham. Cham was referenced to the sun, but Shemesh means a satellite. So on the contrary, who is the satellite of the sun? The earth. So Shemesh, be given day, means inversely, earth being a stalemate. All right. So the Catholic Church, you know, rendered a verdict that Galilei has to be hanged. So he was taken out to be hanged. So then the priest dressed in his priestly, dignified vestment, hypocritically said to him, "Galilei, repent, so we will not kill you, we will not hang you." So then he said, "I repent, it was nonsense, it was stupid. The sun revolves around the earth." And then he retracted and said, "But how can I say it? The truth is," I forgot the Latin expression, "the truth is that the earth revolves around the sun." So he was hanged. So that's the way Jews should act. And that's the way all the daily soil throughout the ages, during the Talmudic period, during the Gaonic period, and later, after the decree in 1942, which was issued by Ferdinand and Isabella the Great. Ferdinand was a nice person, but he was a fool. But Isabella ruled that every Jew who refuses to accept the Christian faith has to be hanged. Or, and that was through the efforts of Abravanel, move out. She wanted they should be hanged. But Abravanel, you know, saved the Spanish Empire from collapse. He said that he was such a genius. Don't be so stubborn now. So he led the Jews of Spain in their expulsion, and then they went to Portugal, and then they went to Turkey, and there they settled. So that's the way a Jew should act.
Rebbe, is Rebbe saying that for the sake of truth, a person should be looking?
It all depends what kind of truth. Not for the sake of truth, to prove that Reb Chaim in his Chiddushim was right. Then he'll be Ma'abed HaSmodas. For the sake of truth, to save Klal Yisrael, to save humanity, so the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying God's name. Okay. Otherwise, it doesn't come with him after the Hakamim. Because Madalach, son of the Kabbalism, he wouldn't like it if another person would testify against him when he is completely innocent. אלוהים פני שישעסקו עצמי, אם איש את הרעים על המרזק, וזה בוי נהב את שיינס, ובטח על חזוקי, שהוא ישראל בקוזי זבות. ושמואל אמר, זה לקח סודי שיש לעשיר. אלוהים בברשיס, כי ישעסקי נשם הרעים על המרזק, וזה בו בקניס, ובטח על חזוקי. שישראל אין הגר שואה גורוי נויד להפוקי מהי אומר את פופר להפוקי מהי איזה מלך פוסל הידס נא לדעת פוסל הידס איזה קושר הידס איזה מלך קושר לדעת ראש ואי שלי פוסל הידס בוט מלך איזה לידון ולידון איזה Because of COVID, same to Simulach of Alech, Shetting Mosi Alech, and Rav Shemoch on Kved is Glimoch. Oh, Abraham Shemoch on Kved is Glimoch. But Melech Shemoch on Kved is Glimoch. Why? Because the mitzvah of Shetting Mosi Alech is not the mitzvah of Melech Adelech. There is that that it's eternalizing the Melech Hoshe. The Melech Hoshe Yisrael. So, if you're as Mishanis as possible, and you have to appear for Acha, Acha of Dina Rishon, the one who was worshipping the Baal, and who allowed his wife, Yisrael HaMashash, to kill the Nevi Hashem, such a Hoshem Echud, a Giyal without any values, without any morality, without any ideals, because his power b'shalom alchus, ki b'shleimcha, ki b'shleimu, yin Hoshem, no better, no matter how wicked a ruler is, he's a tyrant. But without any administration, so the land will become a jungle. Ish Yisraelu Chayimloy. Ish Yisraelu Chayimloy. So we have to cope with him and fight him with the Derech HaShalom. And we have no right to rebel against him. And then the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu that he had to show respect to Paray Arosh, the tyrant. We issued a decree that Rabbeinu Ayyuteh, that Rabbeinu Ayyuteh. So, it's an Israeli boy. It has nothing to do with it. He might be the biggest prophet, but he's not allowed to rebel. So the male Bezdin is not allowed with the eyes to become ladies. Because who can withstand the challenge that Shem Beshetach could withstand when he said, Yana HaMelech HaMeir HaMelech, never mind Yahweh, I'm not afraid of your servant. Who the source? You are standing before God, not before me.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Isn't there a difference by Moshe because it was an Elf Israel?
So what?
It's the same office.
On the contrary, so it's Kavachayna. Even somebody who has a Din Melech is not going to show respect to Paray Arosh. The Antishemite.
Does that mean you have to show respect to Hitler also?
Chas v'shalom.
Why?
Hitler, first of all, Hitler was not appointed by the German people. Don't you know, he set fire to the Reichstag and he fabricated the story, the big lie, that the communists set fire in order to antagonize the Germans, who have, as Jung said, a race from Kanji, descendants Einfach, Ureinfach, of the barbaric Sultans who made havoc of Rome. The real barbarian, the Milesians, saw they acted not barbarically, everybody, the Christians, but no one made such a havoc like you, like the Sultans. So it was Eastern Senokis, the Roman rights in the Zelavide, that if a Melach issues a decree about taxes, so he probably has to pay it. Even if his Mako is paid enough, but only if he's paying circles, filled. In those days, you didn't have premises, quote, but if every new Melech issue his own code, so then if it circulates freely, it's higher that the people give their consent. So he's a listener. He's an actorist.
Let's say they would have voted for him.
So it's
then,
still,
and let's say he would have still done what he has done.
Yeah.
But he had the legal power to do so.
It's still not legal. Just as the United States, the Nazis in Nuremberg, issued the decrees, so the United States government had no jurisdiction, but they changed it, a special situation, because when do we have to have jurisdiction given to us by the people, if the people act like human beings? What if people act like Hayes?
So you're
worse than Hayes.
So you're saying that Paro was better off? Paro did act properly?
Paro. So, let's say I mistake here, this embarrassing. Paro could be considered today on a relative scale as a matter of fact. Philip Klutznik told me 13 years ago when I visited him, in order to exert pressure upon what his name, Assad, that he should release Mr. Baum. She's coming next week. I mean, not next week, in the Thanksgiving weekend, to meet, and she wants to do something again. I don't think that he's alive. There isn't a chance, a remote possibility. This is 30 years. And he hadn't heard from him. He's dead. There's no doubt. So, and at that time I met Senator Percy. And Senator Percy did everything in the world. Everything. He went to Syria to talk personally to King Assad in Washington. He didn't come to the peace treaty. He sends
him. We didn't send anybody. Rabbi, is that fair to say that if the king or the ruler doesn't treat you as one of his subjects, then you don't have to treat him as a king? Meaning, if the king says
all the tyrants treated a Jewish resident as subjects, even their own. Kind is treated as such. There's no such thing as civil rights or truth. Of course it is. He's a slave.
No, I mean a subject meaning Hitler didn't treat the Jews as human beings.
Of course. He treated them like animals. Worse than
so they don't have to treat him as their king. He wasn't a king to them.
He's not a king, he's an animal. And it's an insult. All the animals.
Is it possible?
I am the tiger. I mean, why are you laughing?
Is it possible?
Yes.
Is it possible to say that Kigeri Sabato is referring to Paro before the persecution?
No.
The other Paro?
After Masvidal, he's after persecution. It's a mitzvah that he's making there.
But maybe it's because of the way he was before the persecution, because of the other Paro, not because of this Paro.
Okay. So we have to have great attitude. We shouldn't forget what God did. At the same time, we have to tell you that Abraham and Leov are one of the doors. We see the Shlema of the Bos, Kalayonim, and the other end, the Solomon Mohammed. Paradox. All of the Terah's Mace is paradox.
And what about Bilam? Is there a concept of showing respect to Bilam?
No.
No?
We call him Bilam Rashi.
Right.
Okay.
But doesn't Rashi quote?
You shouldn't forget it. You have to remember that in every generation there is a Bilam and there is a Bilam.
But doesn't Rashi quote the Chazal that when the Asom speaks to Bilam, the Rashi says, I should have killed you and kept our son alive.
Yeah.
But because it's not covered of rias that the animal should insult a human being. Therefore, he allowed him to kill the son. So you see, right. So Malach is saying there's a concept of covered of rias even to Bilam. Even towards Bilam.
Yeah, of course.
Because he said that an animal insulted him. Right.
It's a pagan, the horse. Not that comes to the forest. The times, Shalom says, when the pagan has a lot to do well, he has a soil, the Yeshiva Sechel. So anyone who became a pagan was raised at the attention of Shalom Sechel. And then, because of his own choice, he became a Hoshe. So then, I'm having no money. But on the other hand, God appears of a thing that he wrote for Hoshe. He's day chemish rabbi. Without him, Allah thinks, Lori, Lireis, Lorim, Lori Rat Malachi Yisrael, and Adam Malachi Yisrael. Because Odom is Adam for you. Then you say one thing, but Odom is everybody. Now, I need a Gemara about you see. And the Gemara said, So his personal is with the Rabbi. So Mandom is Sachi Mikuli, where his Ksum is on the Rabbonon, calls Melch. Because Melachim the Reis, but on the other hand, Melach is not personally the Reis, not personally the Rabbonon, only in Isamel and Mok. What was the difference? Since there is an Isabes of Yerum okay, so Bezdin, Sanhedrin, is not allowed to be Kabbalahidus. And if Bezdin is the Kabbalahidus being Seah, so the Kabbalahidus is even void and not followed. It seems no reading came, just circumstantial evidence, and not allowed to render a verdict on the basis of circumstantial evidence, certainly not in the first, in the Kongre Amba, says that the diet on the basis of Umber can render a verdict on the basis of Umber. Abu Sakh the Kubriye, Mandu Mandalak, Abu Sakh the Kubriye, the Raise Merzachos, the Rabbonon Ubasu, Maui and the Ramba.
Yeah, you have the wrong one right there.
This is the number. Physical course, but it just negative. So, and feel the king tired, and the weak, and act out from this constant head. Day after day, night after night, the telephone keeps on ringing, and a sleepless life, suicided by drug rule, that crazy person. It looks, I saw it, I'll ask him for a big price, something about it. Now they say, I can open and laugh at me, The first stage is down. What is double? It doesn't fertilize. It doesn't try to materialize. It just in time. It keeps on its time. And it's very weak and very cautious. He starts verbalizing it, nagging, rooting, exerting malpression, kind of, he doesn't let him sleep. The Achim root may be the mice. Maybe the guest, the Taba of the blood, a Taba may be the Achim, the Achim of the guest. She won't watch her pilot, the interior, half a piece here, but I'm coming, the youth to the rain, the other the guest, Shenanda, from our pressure, he was schneller. The car, and now the Sacha was the son. Because he was Lisa. The Sacha made the Sabe and the six. Hello, how are you? Claudia is having a shabby put to a major responsible man. Shanema, Kino Hayes, Kabutsia, Pesa, Nefeshabe, Lambo Hayes. Moish has the Kayemes, Mosagan Shube, Ubo Melo, Bears of the Sule, Takonas Chahomini. Shin Kavame, the Lazen, Umechel, Kiri Kalei, Hagar, Hai Shora, Kor Kavmenu, Mehatsile, חכם יחד, צולעתו עשה משחק. נאום בית, לא ישחק. ויום הביצן, שואל לי זה איבא לשחק מהי. יפי, יריתם, and didn't go. He gave a lot of money. But as a result of the physical and mild pressure, he said he still didn't say Reitzan. So then if he didn't say Reitzan, so he chose the Libre, it was Latro Hamos. So then he's saying, what if and Sahmi? But if he said, Reisani is not a Leia. So if he didn't say Reisani, so it's not a Leia since the Sahmi goes in. And but if he said Reisani, he's certainly not a Leia since, because he pays for a lot of things, price, he shouldn't take anything. They shouldn't take anything against his horse. But if it is ultimately with his horse, even though the horse itself was false, so it's not against his horse. Churches would say, by Hirschman, the thief he has is one of those who bears this cave. He'd see and say he has a venereal disease, AIDS, or syphilis, or tuberculosis, before they invented the cure for tuberculosis. So then, if he said AIDS, honey, so he said that ultimately he agreed. Believe it's Rabbi Shmai, his name, with a big degree. But as long as for that, we don't consider the inhibited. What only the explicit one. That's one aspect. A second aspect, they like him. Sachmei, and no Yishishak. We see as well that there is no outcast for it differently. Because it's not as well said, but I'm not as well mean, but the Sachmei no Yishishak. It is neither of us as well said, no, I'm not as well. Oh my God, you see, can you go in yourself? May you come, you see, go to one to Sachmei. According to the Bible, Kishachmeid is a Chiddush in God. Ligabe, Rishishabe, everybody agrees it's a Chiddush, Halvosh. But Ligabe, Kishachmeid, so according to the Rambam, even Kishachmeid, which is the second stage. So, he's a Chiddush Halvosh. According to the Ibe, he's a Chiddush Halvosh. And we know Don, the Chaver, not just the Rambam. And according to the Ibe, so this is Chaver, he's a Chiddush Halvosh. But this is Chaver, and this is Chaver, but this Chachmei is a Chiddush Halvosh, just like as the Magnushti says.
How do you do it, Rabbi? How can you not be over a Moshe Sabe? I mean,
you say that.
How could you not be over a Moshe if you see something?
Yeah, What did you finish all of it?
No, he's asking how can you control yourself?
What?
How can you control your tigers?
Yes, I asked it, Kash. How did the Torah, the tigers, know you, Shishak? It's Mushkhor. What can I do? So the Mesa says, never find the situation or a negligent, a peasant who fall in love, madly in love with the princess. If you don't do him, Shugana, he has to be locked up, Shugana. So why does he fall in love? Because he doesn't care what the Torah says, what natural law. He wants the princess. So never mind. I can't do it right with me. Shell down, stone. I think you'll find somebody to do it.